Hey, this is Carla Harper with your Worthy Thought of the Day. Fear can rule your life, own you. Think of all the things you are afraid of right now. Make a quick list. The list might include failing, being alone, not finding a job, illness, crime, and on it goes. Jesus often told people to not fear. Matthew 5:36, he said, "Don't be afraid, just believe." What a simplistic, almost insulting thing for Jesus to say in the midst of the devastating mess you face. Yet, if you think about it, fear is not useful beyond a momentary call to action. Fear, like anger, is intended to get your attention. Those emotions elicit the fight or flight response that can save your life. If you feel fear and don't act, it's the equivalent of holding your foot on the gas pedal while the car is in park. Just believing, as Jesus says, is the first step toward action in your life. If you believe, you will pray when afraid. The act of prayer can open the way for guidance from the Holy Spirit, which is how you'll know the next step to take. Go ahead and look over your list of fears. Think about what's the worst case scenario for each of those fears, and invite Christ to face those fears with you. Facing fears is a step toward overcoming them. Thanks for listening. I'm Carla Harper.
Plain-spoken, biblical-based daily devotions are available in The Worthy Girl's Guide to Life by Carla G. Harper, a 365 daily read covering issues and questions that every woman faces from the teen years to late adulthood. Copies are found anywhere books are sold or at carlagharper.com. Phone 336-596-7514. That's 336-596-7514.